far.
That's going to get it done. Look at this baby. High, far, deep, gone. A three-run shot by Cal Raleigh.
Julio with the skyscraping blast out to the video board in left field. Gone home run number 22 for Julio.
Welcome to the Swing Podcast, the Seattle Mariners pod. I'm your host, Jack Powers. I don't have a lot to tell you today. We had the Padres taking on the Mariners in a two-game series. Game one started today, a Tuesday. It might be Wednesday when you're listening. It was a 6:40 p.m. game. Padres going into the 77-64. They have the wild card three, up about two games on Milwaukee. Mariners 79-61, actually a better record than the Padres. Weird to say, huh? Tied wild card first with Tampa Bay going into it. Yu Darvish was taking the mound for the Padres, 13-7 with a 3.31 ERA. Logan Gilbert was up for the Mariners, 12-5, 3.23 ERA. So very similar pitchers when it comes to stats based on this year. Yu Darvish last appearance against Arizona, he went 6 innings, 5 hits, 3 earned, 3 walks, 6 strikeouts. And Logan Gilbert last start was against the White Sox, where he went 6 innings, pitched 5 hits, 0 earned, 9 strikeouts. So the lineup going into this was pretty good. We had J-Rod at number one. And by the way, I just want to say he leads American League rookies in home runs, F-WAR, B-WAR, OPS, RBIs, extra base hits, WRC+, and runs scored. And along with that, he's now the fourth player age 21 or younger to hit 25-plus home runs in their first season. He now joins Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, and Eddie Murray. So pretty cool people to be around, and you know, this is why he's getting paid big money. Okay, so though, to continue the lineup, we have two spot Ty France. Three was Gino Suarez. Gino for the Hawks last night as well was very good. JP Crawford and Ty France were both at the game. I know Juan Soto was also, I think, at the game. Pretty cool crowd. Gino's are running Seattle now with that nice Seattle win. And Washington sports have been nice lately. Washington State Cougars in football just upset Wisco this last weekend. UW still 2-0. Good stuff out of Washington State. And then continuing the lineup, you have Carlos Santana, who is DHing today, Frazier, then Cal Raleigh. Winker got to play left field. We'll get into that. Haggerty in right field and J.P. Crawford in the ninth hole. And no Mitch Haniger today, still with that low back tightness. So I'm actually getting really concerned about that now, just simply because he's a guy we need on our team, and it worries me a lot that he's not around anymore. I'm very worried. It scares me. I'm being honest. Anyways, we go to the top of the fourth. No score. And then finally, an RBI double by Will Myers for the Padres to make it 1-0. Jake Cronenworth scored from second, I believe. But the problem with this is I totally think the Mariners could have thrown him out. I totally think they could have. He might have scored for first. That's why I think that. And the reason being is Winker picked up the ball in left field, and he had to throw it to the cutoff man. But he threw it short of J.P. Crawford. And everybody, you guys keep blaming J.P. for this and mishandling the catch and then throw it home and saying he should have been able to throw that home and make that catch. Winker has been playing terrible in the outfield all year. All he had to do was throw it to J.P., the cutoff man, and he threw it short of him where the ball had to bounce off the ground up to Crawford. That's ridiculous. Winker, you need to get that throw to JP without having it hop. So I don't understand why everybody's blaming JP. I understand he maybe should have handled it off the bounce, but even to throw it to the cutoff man, like Winker, this is why I don't like Winker in left field. He's one of the worst outfielders in baseball this year. I don't understand why we even let him play in the outfield anymore. I know that Haniger's out with low back tightness. That's why we're doing it. So Haggerty was playing right field, but it's just he's continuously showed me personally that he can't do it, and I don't want to hear any JP slander over that, and I know he's doing terrible as well, but that's just not the time or place for it. He was doing everything he could. Anyways, 1-0 San Diego after top of the fourth. Gilbert gets relieved by Swanson through five. He went 4 hits, 1 run, run earned, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts, and he threw 107 pitches. So he went pretty long pitch count-wise. He put up some long counts against Padres batters, especially like Juan Soto and Manny Machado. Those were tough at-bats for him. Anyways, through six innings, though, the Mariners only had one hit. A little worrisome. Darvish was dealing the entire game. And then in the bottom of the seventh, the Mariners get their second hit by Ty France off Darvish. Because he, before that, had retired 17 straight, actually, I think, batters off the Mariners. Mariners hitting continuously shows that they don't know how to hit the ball sometimes. I always say this. I never know what to think about them. Do they hit the ball or can they not hit the ball? So I don't understand. Anyways, then Matt Brash comes in after Swanson. And I just want to give a little shout out. Brash is the man, dude. He is the nastiest pitcher in Major League Baseball. And that might be a little exaggerated, but I was just watching the movement on some of his pitches. And I'm sitting there going, wow, that is very amazing. And if you don't think he's good, I don't know, because he's got out of a tough jam. He's done what he's supposed to do. He's just dealing. And that's what we need out of the bullpen right now, especially after the night before with Castillo and Seawald. And some of these guys are just not getting it done. Anyways, then going into the top of the ninth, Austin Nola scores from third off a soft chopper from Soto. And that... this is the problem. The outfielders did not do their very well tonight. It was a play before, a hit to the outfield that would have just moved Austin Nola to second. Well, Julio actually, after picking the ball up off the ground, he dropped it again, which allowed Nola to go the third. And that extra 90 feet Nola got would prove to be what lost us the game in reality, because what am I trying to say here? The soft chopper by Juan Soto would not have allowed Nola to score if Julio hadn't dropped that ball. So both runs scored by the Padres tonight were very cheap and could have been avoided. The outfield struggled tonight when it came to that. And the batters offensively did as well, because we can't score zero runs. Because Darvish ended up going eight innings. He only gave up two hits to the Mariners. Went zero runs. Zero earned, 94 pitches. He only had to pitch 94 pitches. What? Through eight innings? Come on. Not even working the counts. That's how bad it was. And then Josh Hader, who's been inconsistent for the Padres this year, came in hoping that we'd maybe get a little walk-off charm again. Well, it didn't happen. Julio Haggerty struck out. Crawford struck out. Julio actually got a base hit, got on first, made it feel good, you know, made us all happy, see what we could do. Ty France struck out. Hader just threw fastballs pretty much. That's all he did. And we couldn't hit a fastball. 98, 99. He was placing them really nicely, if I'm saying myself. But I mean, it's frustrating to watch that stuff happen. So either way, Padres win 2-0. Logan Gilbert gets the loss. Yu Darvish gets the win. The save goes to Hader. And this is the first time the Mariners have been held scoreless since June 19th. Isn't that crazy? I think that's a very interesting stat. And pretty cool stat, and it shows how good they have been over that course of time since June 19th, or maybe a little before then. But that just can't happen, though. You if you're going to go scoreless, you might as well get some more hits while you're doing it, because easily could have been a 0-0 game going to the ninth, maybe a 1-0 game. Easily could have been a 1-0 game going into the ninth, at least, and we still couldn't do that. Because we made a terrible mistake. So these are the types of games that are winnable. And winning teams find ways to win. But they couldn't do it today, even when they definitely could have. The strikeout rates on some of these players are too high. Especially Julio. I'm going to call him out. You strike out too much, man. Early on in the game, he made a bad swing. He struck out. There were strikeouts all over the place. So, easily avoidable things. In total, I think Darvish had over 7 strikeouts, might have been 8. I didn't write it down. But it's just stuff like that that these Mariners batters need to come up clutching. And they just continuously don't sometimes, and it's frustrating. Anyways, getting the nod tomorrow will be Castillo. So, last time out, he didn't do too good against the Sox. So, we'll see how it goes. I'm somewhat confident Castillo hasn't been fantastic since joining the club. So we'll see. I'll be back tomorrow with the recap. It's a 1-10 game. Make sure to tune in. Don't forget, afternoon game. Last game of the series. It's only a 2-game series. So let's see if we can tie it up. If we win this game tomorrow or today, if you're listening, it will be 3-1 Mariners series. And we'll take the series against the Padres over the entire course of the regular season. If they lose, we tie the series over the course of regular season at 2 wins, 2 losses. So right now they're sitting good at 2-1 against them throughout the season. It'd be great to take this one and show the world, America, that Mariners can beat these teams. But you got to beat them now, especially when they have Juan Soto on their team as of now. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening to the Swing Podcast. It was a quick one today. Tough loss. Let's bounce back tomorrow.